Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Hey, everybody. Oh, only one guest today. That's exciting. No, not really. Welcome to Greg's Doppelganger Went Haywire, submitted by Jason B21. November's giveaway, dramatic glasses removal, is We'll Fly Gabe. Come on in, Gabe. Sans chip and guacamole, just Gabe will be flying to anywhere in the continental U.S. and do a personal magic show for you and your friends that might last up to 10 minutes long. Show them that guac. Become a 420 Club member this month to be eligible to win the giveaway. Sign up at patreon.com/gettingdug. Thank you, Gabe. I'm doing my podcast, Doug Loves Movies, at the American Comedy Company in San Diego tomorrow night. That's November 23rd. And then I'll be back there again on Monday, December 26th, DougLovesMovies.com, for all my tour dates. Enjoy the show! And blast off, we are back in the spacement. Just one guest today, and that one guest is one of my favorites. It's my friend Jeff Tate, everybody. Yes, smatter it up.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, Jeff. What's it feel like to have your own solo episode of Getting Doug with High? Because I got to take off. It's just going to be you for the whole time.
If it's a dream. It's a real dream
yourself.
Come true.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You'd be all right with it if I just got up and left?
I would try to figure out if we could take some calls. Like, I would love to talk
to you. You'd like to take calls.
That would be a fun way to do the hour.
Yeah, I guess so. But those
if you were gone.
Those annoying callers get through.
Well, we need to work on that.
Those troll callers get through. We mean work
trolls?
On it. They call your screener, and they're like, yeah, I've got a question about, you know, they sounds legit. Then they get on, and they go, suck my dick.
I've tried to call.
Baba Booey.
I've tried to call.
Hit him with the hein.
I've called the Rush Limbaugh show a couple of times.
You have?
Yeah, I tried to get past his screener with something, and I never get through. But,
yeah,
man, one day I'm going to get through.
Screeners must be good.
My dad's going to get so mad if I get through.
Because your dad's listening?
Yeah.
Ugh.
He's probably listening to Rush Limbaugh right now, sitting in his recliner, staring at his laptop.
God, I'd rather listen to that than us right now. Because
oh, yeah, I'm not going to tell him about this.
Some shit about your flesh and blood.
And, yeah, don't anybody tell my dad about this show.
Please, don't poke the bear. We got a couple of different strains on the table today, Jeff. We've got a, you know what's kind of fun, though? I should have tweeted, not your Twitter handle, but I should have just said, Jeff Tate is my guest today. Oh, there goes the alarm. I have it turned down for some reason. But, I should have said, you know, Jeff Tate's my guest today, and Queensryche fans would have tuned in.
You could still do that.
Well, it's kind of, we're live now.
Yeah, but tweet it now, and then they'll click the link, and then they'll
maybe,
find out right away that it's not him.
Maybe for the posting on the internet, we'll take a picture from this show, but we'll superimpose his face over yours.
And people, I don't know who that's more insulting to. Him or me?
I don't know. I think it's eyeballs in general.
He's got a weird look.
His head on your body? Oh, hideous.
He looks like a magician from the early 1900s.
Okay, well, I need you to make some weed disappear right now.
Yeah,
because it is 20 minutes after the hour, about, closely, close enough.
Can I try that?
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
I'll give
you
a freshie on that. The Peacemaker people were nice enough to send me some stuff, but no bong.
Yeah, they sent me a couple bongs. I kept the one that, I kept the green one that glows in the dark. You could see it on my periscopes. But that one has been named by one of my guests, Fruit Stripe, because it looks like Fruit Stripe gum.
Was your guess that?
And also, when you smoke from it, you look like a fruit stripe. Whatever that means.
Wasn't there a gremlin called Fruit Stripe? Or just Stripe? Never
just
mind.
Stripe. Forget it. Strike that from the record. Jury, pretend you never heard that. I don't think that's how they word it in an actual courtroom. Jury, pretend you never heard that.
Oh, they ballpark it a lot in courtrooms. They're always like, just forget it. Pretend that never happened.
Drink some Nevermind juice.
420 somewhere. What?
It still wasn't 420, and we already smoked. We cheated. Oh, that was a long minute between 19 after the hour and 20 after the hour.
Well, our conversation really dragged. Really slowed time down.
God, those guys were so boring. They stopped time. It was brutal. But yeah, go ahead and smoke from any of these other things. Well, smoke continues to come out of me. I think that's all of it. Did I say the indica that we're not going to be smoking is Fire OG? Settle down. People get mad when I hate on indica. Stop hating on indica. What did indica ever do to you? Well, for one, it's not, it can't speak or think, so it doesn't matter what I say about it.
I think I had some indica last night because I smoked and just felt like I just woke up and it was this morning.
Yeah.
I was watching Seinfeld on Hulu and then it was this morning.
Which episode?
One of the early ones with the where George is dating some... George breaks up with a girl and Jerry has to go get his books from her, and then Jerry starts dating her. Somehow. It was early, like season two, I think.
Really? Because yeah. I was hearing some people on the radio bitching about how the first couple seasons don't get much play on reruns.
Well,
every time I turn it on, Ben Stiller's dad's screaming about Festivus.
Yeah. It is the holiday season.
It's a great episode. It's a classic. When it turned 20 minutes after the hour, it was 4:20 in Caracas, Venezuela. Halifax, Canada. I've been there.
Yeah?
Yeah, I flew in there one time. I liked it.
My Uncle Jack lived in Caracas, Venezuela, and my Uncle Jack is a dickhead.
Okay, well, there you go. Caracas, a little shout-out. La Paz, Bolivia, San Juan, Puerto Rico. I'm sure we're being viewed in all of these places.
La Paz, Bolivia? La Paz sounds like how I would say applause last night before I fell asleep. Get a lot of La Paz.
You were so high at indica, you got some applause. La Paz?
I got some La Paz, yeah. I was killing it.
And it's 4:20 a.m. in Beijing, China, and Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. So there are probably some... Malaysians that are...
Do you think there's anybody in Beijing right now at 4:20 in the morning getting stoned? There's got to be, right? There's like 400 million people live in Beijing.
Yeah, so somebody's probably doing that. The odds of them doing that while watching this seem kind of slim. But be sure to tweet us.
I don't think this...
If your government allows that. And can China tweet at us?
I don't know that this would get through their internet. Like, would this be allowed in China? Don't they have... Don't they control it so they don't get to see cool Westerners in their blue jeans and stuff?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I know they outlawed the Jack Reacher movies there.
Really?
No.
Fuck them. I'm boycotting China.
No, I'm joking. Oh,
okay.
I don't know
what
they do.
Never mind. Boycott's off.
Boycott's off. I got to, you know, it was great that my friend Jeff here was in town, but, like, you know, some of the people were chasing down to try to get on this show, like, you know, like Barbara Streisand and...
Babs?
And who's that other guy? Bloomberg, former Mayor Bloomberg. We're trying to get people like that. But in the meantime, you know, I have my friends come on and stuff. And there was like, you know, there was a chance we just weren't going to do a show today because we couldn't, you know, Babs was busy doing something about it, saving her voice. And, you know, Bloomberg, I don't know what he's up to. But, you know, Jeff is in town, was nice enough to come by and get high with me. And I appreciate it. But I really wanted to do a show today to tell you about something very exciting that's happening here in Los Angeles. Now, Jeff, you can't be a part of it. You won't be around.
Oh, damn.
But we'll plug your dates for wherever you will be. But next Tuesday, 1 week from tonight, at the Troubadour, like this is a classic rock and roll venue.
Yeah.
Doug Weston's Troubadour, it used to be known as. Maybe it still says that on the sign.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers played there.
There you go. That Jeff knows everything about Tom Petty and most things about the Heartbreakers. And, yeah, so 1 week from tonight, getting Doug with High live on stage at the Troubadour. It's going to be a real rock show kind of situation. We're going to be closer to the audience than we've ever been with one of these live shows. So contact High is virtually guaranteed. That's here in Los Angeles over on Santa Monica and Doheny. And you can go to, we'll put this on the screen, but it's bit.ly/GDWH live for tickets.
I've always wanted to do that.
GDWH live, as Chris Hardwick might say it. What?
I've always wanted to do that. I've always wanted to point at something.
You know what? I haven't, you know, I don't watch every episode of the show, but when my guests do that and I have seen that part of the show, there's not a thing right there underneath their finger that they're pointing at. It's on the other side, or it's at the top. Like, it's never, whenever somebody thinks they're being so smart, you know, nope, it's over there. They'll fuck with you every time. But maybe that one worked. You can find out
later. Is there any way you guys could put it in the right spot so that then Doug looks crazy on this rant later on playback?
I won't. You might have nailed it. You might have nailed it. This whole time, people might be going, what the fuck's he talking about? And also, a lot of people watching this are going to be going, November 29th of what year?
Oh, yeah.
Judging by your appearance, guys, is this back when plaid was popular?
It's November 29th, 1998. Be there.
Yeah, so it's in the year 2016. You know, every show might be our last show these days, so be sure to come out. And what?
Is that true?
You didn't hear about the world ending?
Oh, yeah.
It could totally happen.
Like the election?
I mean, I think the Earth, much like all of us, is dying and will be dead eventually.
That's true.
We just got to, thank you. We just got to try to outlive it. Or
you
it's
got
to try
be...
to outlive us. I don't know what I'm talking about.
But you think it's going to be like soon?
No. I mean, you never know. Tomorrow isn't promised, Jeff.
I want to start, like, after Trump won, it's been so hard for me to continue not smoking cigarettes.
That's a weird thing to say, continue not smoking cigarettes.
Well, I quit. I managed
to
quit.
On what date did you quit?
July 15th.
Okay, so that July 15th, you know, no one was thinking Trump was going to be president. So you were sitting pretty. That was a good time to quit.
Yeah, had a nice 4 months.
I'm glad you made it this far. But I'll tell you what happened to me, because that's what people do. Uh-huh. You've got a terrible thing where you really want a cigarette. I'm going to tell you something that I think is worse, but it's about me.
Yeah, conversation.
That's what people do. Yeah, I don't know. We could talk about your thing instead of me going right to my thing, which probably isn't as bad, but...
Oh, that's okay. I'm not listening to you. I'm waiting to finish my thing when you're done.
I couldn't get drunk on election night because, like a dope, I decided to take 30 days off of booze, and that happened a few days into it.
That's why you gotta, like, you should have waited until, of course, I mean, hindsight's 20/20, but... Yeah, you don't want to. You can't make major life events right before something like that, right before a trigger could happen.
But in also, a way, I'm kind of glad I did because I didn't have that horrible, horrible hangover the next day. Because the next day, Trump was still the president-elect, and I would have been hungover. It would have been like double,
it'd be like that Winston Churchill thing
brutal.
Where he's like, "Tomorrow I'll be sober, and you're still the president."
But this, not unlike the American theater, is a safe space where we're not going to talk about politics. Instead, we're going to sing show tunes. I'm going to start with my favorite song from Cats, and it's not Memory. Here we go. Rum Tum Tugger was my... I don't know. I couldn't tell you the words of any other song from Cats other than Midnight.
I have no idea about anything to do with Cats except that one Saturday Night Live sketch where the hypnotist, where everybody went to see the hypnotist and they were interviewing people leaving the show and they all said, "I loved it. It was better than Cats. I will see it again and again." John Lovitz was in that sketch. That's all I know about Cats is that this hypnotist show's better.
When do you think you're going to remember to go back to the thing you said you were going to go back to?
Oh, never. I already don't know what that was.
Cigarettes. How hard it is to quit right now.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, you said you didn't want to talk about politics, and it's kind of like it stems into the Trump stuff where it's like, I mean, do I really have to stop smoking cigarettes? What are the odds we survive the next 3 years without... Like, we're all going to die, so I might as well look cool before it happens.
I've been reading about and hearing from people that, when you're behind on podcasts, you're listening to a bunch of liberal comedians, like, from a few several weeks ago, sitting around worrying about what was going to happen, and it hadn't happened yet. That's got to be weird. Like, I dug those movies. We didn't talk politics that much because, you know, it's movies, but still the subject came up, you know.
Yeah, I remember making a bunch of Ben Carson jokes on DLM once.
But that's the thing is you never know when these fuckers are going to surprise you. Because Ben Carson saying, no, I don't want a cabinet position was like, well, good for him. Like, why? It does seem like a lot of aggravation and that he also might suck at it.
And he also would, it also seems like you might have to do way more work this time than ever before, since the president's not going to actually do anything.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's going to do something. He's going to sit around all day, you know.
I hope he keeps making hats.
Talking to people. And I don't know, man.
He's one for one on cool hats. Let's extend the brand.
He has about-faced on so many things. Like...
You think he's
like, first of all, you can't, now that he's president, he can't push the Make America Great Again thing because, you know, he's going to fix everything immediately. He's going to make it great immediately. So 2-3 months into his presidency, why would you wear a Make America Great Again hat when America's going to be
That's why he needs a new hat. One that
already
says,
great again.
Yeah, one that says that. One that's like, we nailed
we
it.
We did it.
America is great again. Who's next?
A quarter of this country made this happen.
Oh, boy.
All right, let's not talk about it. Let's talk about pot topics. I'm only going to pick out pot topics that have nothing to do with the president. Good old president pot topic.
Pot topic.
Hey, does it do that if I say pot topics?
Nope. pot topic. No, don't try to trick them.
Pot topic. I didn't.
That sounded exactly like me. You don't say. I don't sing it. I just say it.
Pot topics. I'm Doug Benson. Pot topics.
I can't. Do you want to know the state of pot first? Because I forgot that was in here.
Yeah.
Washington D.C. What else is new? Stop giving me that one. That one's canceled. First pot topic.
Pot topic.
In the most recent financial year. Ending in June 2016, Colorado made, how much do you think, Jeff? Let's make this a pot quiz hop shot. One calendar year of legal weed, how much do you think the state made in revenue?
Through taxation,
yes.
$4 billion.
Whoa. God, I should never do this with people that are high. Makes you guess a little high.
$4 million. What did you think I said?
You said $6 million?
I said $4,000.
Million? $4 million?
I said $400.
The number's still impressive when you hear it. You're still gonna be like, oh shit, that's pretty good. $70 million.
$70 million?
Yeah. That's in taxes, so your billion thing isn't crazy because...
No, well, that's...
In actual sales, it was probably more like that, you know?
And that's just straight up extra. Like, they were still selling all the other stuff they tax. So they just got $70 million extra dollars.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's the great thing. They got to figure out what to do with this money now. And so, sure, shady shit's going to happen. But in Aurora, Colorado, which is the third largest city there, they are using over a third of the $4.5 million that they've gained through weed tax to support a series of groups across the city that all work with hostels and give food to the homeless community.
That's cool.
I don't know what I was looking to you for there. Like, Jeff, arguments?
Thumbs up.
Yeah.
Right? Like, am I supposed to judge what they're doing with it? Because that's a good idea.
Yeah, it was a decision that was, voted on and approved, I guess, and it's been lauded as an example of how legalization can benefit rather than damage a local community. A city councilman said we wanted to be able to show citizens that are having a that we are having a positive impact on the community and point to specific projects or initiatives to where the money is going. Good for them. Speaking of good things, the UK... has a lot of great music that's come out from there over the years. Wouldn't you agree, Jeff?
The Beatles, the Rolling Stones,
yes.
The Kinks.
You know the whole British Invasion
David
by
Bowie.
Heart.
Elvis Costello.
According to a recent report by the Adam Smith Institute, you know the Adam Smith Institute.
Yeah, he thought up the thing about the hand, the invisible hand.
Yeah, ASI never lets you down. It's a free market think tank. I love
that's what I meant
love
when
the
I said
concept
the,
of a think tank.
When I said the thing with the hand, I meant free market think tank.
Yeah. They say that the UK, the government there, should recognize legalization as the only workable solution to the problems of crime and addiction and follow in the footsteps of America, which just saw an additional four states legalize recreational pot. That's right. I thought everybody would applaud, but.
Which four?
Really?
Yeah, man, I got off Twitter when I saw what was happening with the Trump stuff.
Okay. And you've been off it all this time? California,
yeah.
Massachusetts, Nevada,
ooh.
Right?
Yeah.
And Maine.
Oh. All right.
I
was just in Boston.
That's it.
Too bad.
Yeah, and then Florida made it legal for medicine, as did... a few other places.
Ohio did a few months ago. The governor signed a thing, but nobody knows how to work it yet.
Yeah, but that's cool. Because that's where you hang out is in Ohio, right?
Yeah.
All right. We got somebody else pop by to say hi and sit with us in the next part of the show. So stick around, everybody. We'll be back with more with Greg. Greg, is it? We'll be back with Griff Tot.
I was sitting there, like, freaked out, and the writer, it was Seth Meyers running, came with the script, hands it to me, slams it, you know, and I'm like shaking, and there's no video. Oh, it's awful. And Jenna's like, there's no video. Just, I point to you, just start talking. So she points to me, and I read the thing again. I trip over a couple words. It's a long thing. It was like 3 pages, and I trip over some, I'm doing it, and I finish. Oh. And I sit down, and Pardo was in the booth with me the whole time, and I sat on his lap, and he goes, "Hey, get off of me!" Don, I'm sorry. And then he went, "It's Saturday Night Live." I was like, "Don, you were there the whole time." Like, the whole time I was shitting my pants, like, oh, fuck. Don was just sitting there like an old elevator attendant, you know, like, waiting to do his thing and then get back on a plane to Florida, you know.
This all started because a group of friends gave me far too much confidence. So
that's amazing. I was just saying you're the best. You're so hilarious.
Funny,
you're
Beth, funny. You're so funny. I lived with like 7 other girls my junior year in a house called Tequila Mockingbird because you name all the houses at Miami
after
University.
Booze, duh.
And I would just like I'd come home and then I'd stand in the living room and essentially like. Regale them with my day, and they'd be like, you're so funny. And so they're like, you should do stand-ups. Like, just enough people told me that by the time senior year rolled around, I was like, you know what? I'll crash this open mic at this bar called Balcony. And 50 of my closest friends came out and just made me think that I was way better at stand-up comedy than I was.
This is the best.
That's a great
story.
So many people are like, stand-up's hard. First couple times, you're going to bomb. I'm like, I killed
a
star. it wasn't until my first paid gig that I was like, oh, wow, this is reality, huh? I feel bad taking your money.
Hey, what's going on, you guys? How y'all doing? Welcome back to the show. Over 1,190, around that range, people are able to watch us right now in the middle of the day. So shout out to all the house husbands. Who else do you think can watch us right now?
College kids.
Yeah, like in between classes?
Yeah.
Or maybe or during classes, during a lecture.
They might be off
just sitting there with their phone like, well, what's going on here?
There's like people that wait tables that aren't at work yet.
Okay.
Probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People, hungover people.
What's today? Monday?
Today's Tuesday,
Dave. Tuesday, Dave.
This is Dave, everybody. Say hi to Dave. Addition to the table here, a very funny comedian who does not really smoke pot much.
No, but I will today for the show.
He's willing to do it for the show, you guys. Isn't that exciting? Gabe is pretending to clap over there, which is, you know, when a magician pretends to clap, then all the world cries. Dave Waite, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, man.
Waite and Tate is what we got on our hands right here. I wish that's what they said in Talladega Nights. Let's Waite and Tate.
I wish they did too, because then me and Dave would have a lawsuit on our hands.
Right, because you can't say words that are your name in a movie. You can say that it means something else. It means let's not go just yet. Let's hold back and enjoy some tater tots.
Lawsuit.
Let's Waite and Tate.
Now there's a lawsuit on you.
For what? Tater tots?
For defending their fake thing.
Oh.
Countersuit.
Okay.
Sometimes people say my name in a movie by accident because they'll be like, Dave, wait. It happens in Shaun of the Dead.
I love it. You should do a reel of, you know, get together a supercut of every time people say, Dave, wait.
Yeah, it would be tight.
Dave, wait, hold up. I love it. I don't think anybody's ever said Jeff, comma, Tate.
No, it is. No, no one's ever said my name.
Jeff, Tate this out. Jeff.
And then, so it's a whole scene where they're
Tate
like,
it up.
Maybe on that show Benson, maybe if somebody was like named Doug and then they're like, Doug, Benson, let's go.
The trouble with the show Benson, when he was on soap, they called him Benson because he was the butler, and you know how you call a butler by their last name.
Yeah.
But then he became mayor or governor or some shit. Or he was governor and then assistant to the president or something. And but whatever it was, he was not somebody anyone would yell at him, hey, Benson.
He went from
Benson,
being the butler to the governor?
You know, he'd but be Benson Governor Benson that- or President Benson.
Tate, I thought when he said soap, I thought he was talking about me because that whole family's name is
There's
Tate.
The name is a Tate family on the old TV show Soap. Yeah.
So this is how we all, this is
Here
our connection.
We are.
The television program Soap.
Talking old TV with Waite and Tate.
But vaguely, like we don't even really remember it.
So Jeff, you're a longtime friend of Dave's.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk him out of this, out of getting high just for the sake of this show?
I already smoked it. I think I already made the mistake.
Oh, you did it already?
Yeah.
I tried to get Dave.
I wanted to have a drum roll. I wanted to do a whole thing. And you already took a hit. How are you feeling?
I only took a couple hits. I feel all right.
Jesus. I don't normally smoke, but I took a couple. I don't normally do cocaine, but that rail seemed to work out real nice. I did a whole
wonder
rail.
Why it just does one rail.
Yeah, yeah. That's a tough...
Well, the long rail. It's the Long Island Express rail. So, what... What show am I doing right now? I'm really confused. I have too many shows.
I think we're supposed to do Benson right now.
I used to say that I can't have my own TV show because my names have been taken. Because my first name is Doug. There's already a cartoon called Doug. Then there was Benson, the aforementioned TV show Benson. And then my middle name is Dynasty. Wow. And my nickname is How I Met Your Mother.
There was like a half second where I believed the dynasty.
Dave, what is your Doug Dynasty Benson? Come on, let's get it going. No?
Yeah, I thought that's why you...
Yep, I just did a part of my old part of my act, but I updated. It didn't used to be How I Met Your Mother. I slipped that one in there last minute because I thought that would be funny. But what did it used to be? It used to be something stupid that would obviously not be a nickname of somebody, like Ted Mack's Amateur Hour.
Jake and the Fat Man.
my nickname is Jake and the Fat Man.
I like it. Most people don't remember Jake and the Fat Man.
But I thought that was the point of that bit. To come up with the name of a show that people didn't remember.
No, it was a good How I Met Your Mother. People know, oh, that's a show.
But you said
Jake
Max
and the
Power,
Fat Man.
Amateur
they'll be
hour.
Like, that's a weird nickname.
Not landing.
Whose Amateur Hour did I say it was?
Max Power? Is that what you said?
No.
I've gotten high before, Dave.
I've been high. That didn't seem convincing.
His old ass TV show called Ted Mack's Amateur Hour. Ted Mack, M-A-C-K, and then apostrophe S because it was his amateur hour.
Ownership.
And it was just, he just got girls that had never blown somebody before to just...
What? That's a horrible show.
That's what I call amateur hour, buddy.
Oh, yeah. It was a whole hour?
Yeah. Because it was such an amateur.
That's a difficult hour.
Should be like 2 minutes top. I wanted to ask Dave real quick about his high history.
I'm going to have my whole own high history.
Like, why? How did you? What was your first time like, and why hasn't it caught on? Like, why isn't it part of your life?
I mean, there's been stretches where I was high every day for like a year. I mean, I had runs. I mean, when first time was when I was 16, and this girl. She was, like, emancipated from her parents, so she had her own trailer. So we thought she was cool, even though it was a trailer. And I was there with my buddy Steve and this other dude, and we didn't have any... nobody had any papers. I didn't know papers was the thing you needed. But so then somebody fashioned the old Coke bottle bong, and then we smoked the reefer out of there. And then as soon as we got high, this girl was like, you got to get the fuck out of my... place and threw us out, and then we were out in the world.
She was mad that everybody got high?
I just think she realized that there was like three dudes in her fucking place that were high. She probably didn't want to fucking deal with that nonsense, so she threw us out.
Makes sense.
It's probably hard enough in that trailer park being an emancipated 16-year-old girl without a bunch of other 16-year-old dudes around.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing Jane Krakowski in Vacation.
Yeah, Daddy.
But, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of sophisticated people living in trailer parks and trailer homes. They're not all trailer trash.
It doesn't get mentioned very often.
The weed guy also lived in that trailer park. He lived a couple trailers over.
But so you don't smoke right now because you're just sort of keeping it, like, you just feel like you can, like, life is better without being high?
I think, I get, like, anxious and shit when I get
high. Right, you get paranoid a little bit?
But I found lately if I...
oh, good.
Yeah, but I find if I hit those vape pens, I feel like it just kind of gives me a chill buzz. It doesn't make me get my head.
So you do that a lot?
Every once in a while. I mean, I went and saw Bob Weir from the Grateful Dead recently, a bunch of hippies there, you know, and I smoked the weed there when I'm around the...
Because it was passed to you?
Yeah, it was passed to me, and, you know, in the hippie music, getting in the groove.
I got to go to a show like that.
It's amazing.
I see some of the more current kind of bands, the newer stuff that's like that, stuff like Grateful Dead... Fish or whatever.
Yeah, the band The National was like part of his backing band.
Yeah, The
National. And then John Mayer came out and played the second set with him and shit. So it was tight. But yeah, everybody's just like this hippie nonsense. And we took.
Everybody's talking about John Mayer all of a sudden? Like, yeah. I've heard his name and seen his image a few times in the last few days, and I kind of forgotten about him. Like, he kind of tried to be a comedian for a little while.
But then, yeah.
And then people didn't like him because he has sex with beautiful women and then doesn't marry them or whatever.
He said the N-word a bunch of times in the interview with, like, Playboy
But he
or
was
something.
Trying to make a point or something?
Sure, words, all these words. It was right around the same time as Michael Richards.
Oh, so he didn't get any heat from? I mean, he didn't get the heat that Michael Richards got.
No, I think that's why no one said his name for the last 6 years. I think he did kind of get some shit.
Really?
Should I put more weed in this?
How did I miss that?
I thought
people were just a little mad at him because he broke up with Taylor Swift and she wrote another song.
That's a long time to be mad at somebody for breaking up with Taylor Swift and getting another song.
Also, I don't think people are mad at him. I think he just sort of, like, just decided to chill or something.
Well, he joined, like, the Grateful Dead, and all of a sudden people thought he was cool. I think that helped a lot.
He's a good musician, good singer. You know, I'm not crazy about, like, songs that he writes, necessarily. I don't like that.
I really did not like his Free Fallin' cover.
You're just such a Tom Petty. Yeah, what's your favorite Tom Petty cover?
Like, of somebody doing the Tom Petty song?
That's the definition of it, yes.
The Drive-By Truckers do a killer version of Rebels.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's great.
Dave?
Oh, man, I'm not
You don't have an answer to that. Of course not.
I'm not a Tom Petty guy.
I mean, even your top maybe 5-10 bands, you probably can't think of your favorite cover by one of the songs by that band. I'll try with the Beatles. Fiona Apple, Across the Universe. I like that a lot.
I liked Dancing Days by Stone Temple Pilots when they did that from Led Zeppelin.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, there's covers you don't even know are covers because sometimes, you know, because of your lifespan or something being, you know, being a bigger hit another way, you know, like Whitney Houston's doing that Dolly Parton song.
Yeah, yeah.
I Will Always Love You, making it a big hit. And then now you go, oh, yeah, but that wasn't her original song.
Well, like that Pearl Jam, they had that song Last Kiss that was like a hit in the 60s. And everybody came out, they're like, we love this song. And then my parents were like, yeah, we knew this song.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just seems like that song, why were there so many songs in the 60s about people dying with their girlfriends and shit?
Well, they didn't have like drunk driving laws and seatbelts and stuff like that. So people probably were driving. And you
There's
know.
A lot of fatality car crashes in pop music in the 60s.
Well, then James Dean died.
I never thought about that before, Professor.
Maybe it was something to do with James Dean dying in the car
crash. There's that Jan and Dean song, Dead Man's Curve, Leader of the Pack. Everybody's crashing their fucking car.
Well, okay, so that goes hand in hand with the car culture of the time and like Rebel Without a Cause and street racing and all that shit.
So it's like the alternative
version. That was a real
cool
guy thing for a while. American Graffiti is all about just driving up and down the fucking street of the small town that you live in.
So this is like the dark underbelly of the Beach Boys. Socks about just driving around having fun.
The Beach Boys, even as a child, the Beach Boys just to me just seem like child, kind of like children's music. It's all just too, and the fact that a lot of it's about surfing and it all feels like kind of like novelty songs. Like I love that movie about Brian Wilson, Love and Mercy, because it really showed how the rest of the Beach Boys fought against like the guy that was really really knew what he was doing and had some really interesting things to do with the music that they all kind of like dragged their feet like this is. People are going to hate this, and the result.
I got another song about a car. My glove is so mad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought of something that rhymes with Thunderbird.
Hummingbird?
Hummingbird, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
I saw the Beach Boys at Bonnaroo a couple years ago.
Let's sing one about surfboard wax.
And they did. Mike Love has no idea. Like, he just put all those car songs in a medley. So, like, it's hard enough to distract yourself from the fact that they all kind of sound the same. And then when you play them in a row like that, you're like, it's just one song. You fucking tricked us into one song. It was boring. Yeah, I left. I thought I loved the Beach Boys, and then it turns out I just like five of their songs in that one.
No, their best songs are all the so-called gloomy ones that that Brian Wilson kind of forced everybody to do, like In My Room, and now I'm not going to be able to think of any other ones. But
I really liked the song Sloop John B.
Okay.
I didn't realize someone, like, I probably knew it for 20 years before I realized someone dies in that song, too. It's like pirates and shit.
How do you do with time when you're high, Dave?
I do all right. I mean, I feel like we're having a good time.
Yeah. But you meant, slow down or speed up. We might need to clear that out, clean it out to get another hit. But it's also... all the lighters are from the band Dirty Heads gave us a bunch of lighters that say Burn Slow on them, which is name one of their songs. Those are the guys like I'd follow around and stuff because they're like... You know, reggae kind of pop,
I like their whole vibe.
I would see the Heartbreakers every day.
Always back to Tom Petty with Jeff. And we got to go back to some commercial messages.
I think I forgot how to hit a bong.
Oh, shit. We'll teach you. There's a carb in the back you probably have to plug up.
Ah, the carb.
We'll be right back with You Know What.
Do it when I say to do it.
One of the most important aspects of our band is the gong. We like to use the gong to separate us from other bands.
It's very liberally, but at the right moments.
At the right moments, it can make the entire event super special. But there's somebody in our band who thinks that you can just be willy-nilly hitting a gong.
See, the hard part is there's not a lot of people who know how to play the gong. It's a very nuanced art form.
I felt like I needed to. I needed to go somewhere. I needed a home. I needed to be stable. I needed more stability.
Oh my gosh. Worth every penny.
Get him.
Sometimes, you know, something happens that nobody was expecting.
Not today. Not today.
Cooler heads prevail when it comes to him, but on one occasion I just said, hey man, get on your goddamn feet.
When you have somebody that's as close as a brother to you, it's easy to get in a friendly fight that is reminiscent of sibling rivalries.
I've always had problems with your funk and groove sensibility.
Well, I think I could say the same for you, and apparently you don't have an excuse.
Go fuck yourself.
There ain't a white person up in here right now. Except that motherfucker right there.
We're having fun, getting high. That music was from Nexus underscore of underscore plaid. Hey, we're a Nexus of plaid today. What's wrong with you, Dave?
Shit.
You can find more of their music.
What's wrong with you? Oh, shit.
There's a rumor going around the internet that there's like some strain of weed that makes you shit your pants. No. It's just like, that can't be. It can't be true. you can find more Nexus of Plaid music on SoundCloud. Hey, Dave, did you check one of these fellas out ever?
It's a monkey.
Mm-hmm. What else do you think about it? It's a lighter.
Oh, wait.
Flame comes out of Tom's head, so be careful. It's broken, so you
this
don't have
broken?
To be careful, really. Yeah, they're both broken. We have two broken monkeys.
How would I light it if I want?
What do you think of that sexual position whenever you're trying the two broken monkeys?
What's the two broken monkeys?
That's where...
You've never done that? You have to be in a hotel room, first of all.
Whoa, I didn't know that. Oh, like yeah, in a handicap shower?
Yeah, yeah. You need an extended stay hotel room that has a kitchenette.
Oh, okay.
But the handicap room. So you get the bars and the thing. And it's much better if it's just one of the stand-up ones and not a bathtub one.
How do you feel about the heft?
I mean, it's pretty heavy for a lighter.
It's pretty what?
Heavy.
Heavy is the word we're looking for.
Yeah, I was getting close.
You succeeded. Plug your ears, everybody.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I have to do this when you get it right. Oh, that's probably really good stuff to put all over the weed.
I thought it was going to be an air horn, man.
Yeah, why did you make us cover our ears?
Because wasn't that more funny that you guys were all panicked and the air horn's about to go off and then a bunch of jizz shot across the table and it's probably...
That was jizz? Not,
it's probably not...
oh, my God.
We probably shouldn't smoke any of these out of any of these things I just shot it across. But look at this we discovered, you guys, during the break. Look at this son of a bitch. The Peacemaker comes with a slot on the side. We never even noticed that. You could just jam your lighter in there, and bam. The lighter's right there with your... And that green lighter, that green Dirty Heads lighter, matches real nice.
Nobody
collect this whole set, you guys.
I'm really going to... I think I'm in the market for one of those Peacemaker bongs.
Jeff Tate performing December 1st at STEM, the space in Shreveport. That's a real thing?
I hope so.
Stem the Space in Shreveport, Shreveport, Louisiana?
Yeah.
Okay. December 2nd, you're going to be at Artmosphere in Lafayette. You don't have to make up things you're going to do. You could just come in and say, hey, I could use some work. Wait, seriously, Jeff. December 3rd, you're at the Secret Group in Houston. Just tell us where you're going to be.
Google
for reals. But yeah, look up Jeff Tate on the internet. His Twitter handle is confusing because it's Jeff Tate 1977.
Wait, is that all my plugs?
Yeah, do you have more?
Well, I'm making an album.
JustAnotherClown.com?
I'm making an album this Friday and Saturday in Minneapolis. So
you want people to come to that for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
All right.
At the Comedy Corner Underground, Friday or Saturday night of this week.
All right, MPLS, you heard that.
I'm going to make an album.
You got to go listen. You got to go laugh on his album. The more obnoxious your laugh, the better.
It's true, I mean.
No, it's not, Jeff. I'm being mean.
I think when I stand up, I'm going to realize, like, how fucking high I am.
Oh, do you want to stand up now so we can watch? Right, try standing up.
Yep, all right.
Yeah, feel a lot higher when you do that?
Oh, yeah. It took a lot of brain power to make that move.
I'd stand up, but I don't want to crash into the table.
Oh, man, you probably didn't even think that, did
you? This isn't the end of a Chris Farley sketch.
No. Now that you said crash into the table, Dave's just going to sit there until like 5 o'clock this afternoon.
But if I crashed in the table, that might have been my viral moment and shit. Like, I mean, Doug maybe never would have talked to me again, but then, you know, I would have had
this clip.
Oh, I
love a good viral moment. Let's make a viral moment right now. Let's watch a couple of
we're all in
stoned people. Let's watch stoned people watch a magic trick. Gabe, get in here.
Hey, guys.
Gabe.
Hey, buddy.
How's it going? Jack, you want to help me?
Do I want to
you pick a card?
Yeah, I'll pick a card. I thought you were going in for a handshake.
Okay, just reach out.
If I had forgotten the lighter, it's right on there.
Okay, just reach out and tap one.
Gabe, you don't do... There's, like, no small talk before you launch into the trick?
Oh, you want to do some small talk?
No, not now. Not now that it's forced.
Memorize it. Show it to that camera over there.
Memorize it, Dave.
All right, I know it.
Yeah,
place
now
it
what?
Back here.
Put it right there?
Yeah.
Now just tell him what it was.
I'm going to make it real nice and easy.
Wait, that's not what I was supposed to... No, I'm not supposed to do that.
Give it a few cuts first.
That'd be the funny guy. The guy that's a real asshole just tells the card every time.
I'm going to use these jokers to find your card. Watch this. The first one goes down into the deck. Looks like that. The second one, I just flick my wrist like that. Watch this. Middle of the deck. There's two cards. That's not supposed to happen. One of them is yours.
Oh!
Yeah, yeah, man.
Hey! Woohoo! 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 It's magic! Fuck you! It's magic!
The other one was the King of Hearts, and I kind of think he did that on purpose.
Playing with the King of Hearts. You know that it really smarts. You can find Gabe on Twitter at Gabe_Dylan, like Bob Dylan.
Mm.
No relation.
No relation, Gabe?
Just in talent. Not in ancestry. We're 4 minutes over. That's not bad.
Not bad.
I thought this was going to be an extra long one. Thank you to Jeff Tate and to Dave Waite for being, you know, an occasional pot smoker and coming on and going for it.
Yeah, well, you know, win in Rome.
You got things to do later today?
Not now.
Wiping the schedule clean?
Pretty much.
Yeah, well, watch a... what do you recommend he watch, Jeff? Have you seen In a Valley of Violence yet? That's a good one.
All right.
I think you like that movie.
Might go see Arrival.
Oh, okay. That's a good one to watch pretty high.
Yeah.
I watch every movie pretty high, but that got me through Arrival.
Oh, is it a snooze?
It's a snooze?
What? No, people love it.
Dude, what about you?
Geez. Oh, wait, oh no.
All right, maybe we'll go see.
It's very well done. It's very well done.
Oh, shit.
Very
oh,
well
never
done.
Mind. I'm out. I'm out.
It's very good for what it is.
Oh, I'm not going to see it. I'm not going to see it.
Amy Adams. You know I love Amy Adams. Okay. Don't forget, folks, if you live in the L.A. area or want to do a long drive or a flight or a boat, whatever it takes, the next show can be viewed live by you for only $15 as a ticket with service charges. It's probably still under $20. That's at the Troubadour here in West Los Angeles on next Tuesday, November 29th. And all of you who can't make it to the show, we will go live at approximately 7 p.m. Pacific time and be live for about 2 hours. So that's going to be that's going to be interesting. I already know who the guests are. I already know who's going to be there. Do you want some clues?
Ooh, I like
is
clues.
Is one of them Chris Pratt? Wait, is that a clue?
Why would you say that? Because if it was, you totally spoiled it.
He didn't even give a clue.
But on the other hand, why would it be? Like, why did you even guess that?
I don't know. I was thinking about Arrival and how I thought maybe the one I was thinking of that I wanted to see is Passengers.
Yes.
And then Chris Pratt's in that.
Yes. Chris Pine.
Chris Pine?
Chris Pine is in the other one.
Maybe I should hit this weed one more time.
So then, when you said something about who the guests are, do you want a clue? For some reason, like Chris Pratt was in my head because I backtracked that way.
Do you like?
I hope.
Do you enjoy the work of Chris Pine Glover?
Yeah,
he's good. Take your hands off her, Biff.
My favorite thing about Chris Pine is that his dad is Sergeant Gautrer from Chips.
What's your favorite thing about him?
I think it's so hilarious.
I like his swagger.
I think it's so great that Sergeant Gautrer's son is in all the movies I like.
All right, well, get it straight between him and Chris Pratt. I might have to make that a game on Doug Loves Movies.
Pritt or Pratt?
It's the new Paxton.
Pritt or Pratt is... which reindeer is on the roof? Pine or Pratt? We'll see you guys next Tuesday.